looking for something. A new way, a new understanding, a connection, some comfort. You've got questions, and Light on Living puts the spotlight on all the answers so you can shine. Lift and lighten the load of life's challenges and learn simple and easy ways to live a healthy, happy life. You'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you. You're invited to hear new, see different, and feel more as Lisa shines the light on living.
Welcome everyone to Light on Living. I'm Light Coach Lisa, holistic nutritionist and life coach, helping to lighten the load of life's challenges. Each show we shine a spotlight on helpful techniques, mindsets, lifestyles, and inspiring stories to help you get through, not over, life's challenges. And that's actually really funny because as I read that little intro there, I'm smiling that I do say inspiring stories. And that's the biggest reason actually why I love to share inspiring stories is it is my life's mission to do so and to help people get through those life's challenges. So I thought that was really neat that way back when that got threaded through. So today's show is about stories, but not just stories. It's how we use stories, how we pull stories together, how they actually help us truly get through life and our experiences. Last week on last show there, I shared with everybody that my sister just recently, she moved in, and I haven't lived with my family in like decades, so I'm very excited about it, and you never know, at first it's going to feel like a big slumber party, or maybe, you know, there could have been challenges, but in this case, I had this really precious moment that I am so glad that's happened. She had come home after her day of work. I was already home. And just like when we were little, we both found ourselves sitting on the floor, each had a cup of tea in our hands, and we were sharing about our day. We were telling the stories of what had happened. Tell me about your day. Oh, no, can you tell me now? Or, oh, I forgot to tell you this. So we were basically having story time. And then perfectly timing enough, my father called, I think he called her actually, and she picked up the phone, and then here's Dad on the phone asking us how his girls were, and again, story time again. And all in amongst this exact same time of all these beautiful stories and coming through, I was really thinking about stories. Like that's, it's our perception. It's our what main character are we in our lives, and who are the other main characters, and how do we relate? And remember the antagonist and the catalyst, those, you know, when we were asked to identify them when we were in school and reading books. And I think that's so neat that when we pull together, if we're sharing a story about our lives, maybe of the past of what has happened, or perhaps of what our dreams are. And last week we did speak about dreams. And still, when we tell a story, fiction, nonfiction, all these things, they're just the things that we want and we want to manifest and we want to experience and want to go through. Another fun share for me, personally, I was able to be a part of a beautiful, beautiful anthology book, which is where a lot of authors and people sharing their stories come together on one project. And that was just released and launched, and we were, you know, live doing a live on Facebook thing and hit Kindle number one there on I think it was Friday or Saturday. But I want to share with everybody that we will be having that a very wonderful lady, Andrea LaValle, who put that book together. She's going to be joining us for the show just in a few moments, actually. And I cannot wait to ask her about the story of how she decided that this was important for her to share others' stories. Something I was thinking about earlier, too, is I'm a life coach. I love coaching. And a lot of people might think, oh, well, you're helping to help people make decisions, which we are, but I'm not making those decisions. Really what I'm doing is I'm sitting back and I'm listening to that person share their story with me. What about an experience or what is going on in their life that they feel is the main event, the theme? What is the outcome? You know, when somebody reviews a movie, let's say, and somebody was going to talk about, oh, well, this is what the movie's about. And, you know, you hope they don't tell you the end if you're going to see it, but there you want to hear about all those details and what was the outcome, who are the main characters, and, oh, I love that character, that, you know, that actor or this. And I think when I'm so excited to interview Andrea about how she felt about doing an anthology, because I'm really drawn to short stories. It's not, you know, the commitment and the connection that we do make with a big book and everything, they're like your best friend sometimes. I know there's been books that I've picked up and I've been reading, and I almost want to shut the world out because I'm so into it. I want to find out all these things and I'm so connected. And really, this could be a fiction. It could be just some kind of story that's made up, but it means so much to me because I'm getting something out of it. Sometimes stories can be whether we're feeling alone and we want to connect. And stories are even great when we're teaching other people, like how to remember something. That's actually what my dad would do when we were little. He says, you kind of make up a story when you want to remember something. So if you just try to remember something for detail by detail, that's going to be a little tricky. And he goes, but if something relates, if there's a connection between it. And I thinking back when you, stories that, you know, Sunday school or in school, you're in like regular school when you're writing things out, writing a play and then getting to act it out. And so when Andrea comes on, I'm so looking forward to, I remember when she asked me to be a part of this book, it was more, I would love to write a chapter. Actually, I wrote four chapters, but I would love to write a chapter because there is a story in me, which I believed there's two parts here. This is a really neat thing about when you do write a story, whether you're journaling for yourself or you're writing because you want to be published or you want to share that story or you want to turn it into a production of a play. The neat thing about stories is that it's two-sided. And of course, being a Libra, I'm going to love this. It's very balanced and very justice-oriented. The writer themselves gets to tell or write the story out because they're expressing. Maybe they need to heal something as they express. Maybe they want to inspire into another. They know that once a reader is going to read that, they'll change their life somehow. It'll have a twist. Or they just want to relate. But then there's a person like me who I love books filled with mini bedtime stories or little inspiring stories or even a book of quotes. Those are like little super mini stories. And just how much you can gain from that. So as a reader, you're receiving, but as a writer, you're also receiving and giving. So I love that there's two ways about this. Now, before we do bring Andrea on, I want to share that this particular book, this anthology book, I remember when Andrea asked me to be a part of it, and she said, they're not quite sure, because this was 2 years ago, not quite sure of the title, but it would be something about keeping calm and living your empowered life. And at first I thought, I didn't even, no, I'm not living an empowered life or I feel empowered at times, but who am I to write about this? And she was just a beautiful, beautiful coach herself. And she shared with me that, you know, everybody has a story. And I love that because everybody really does have a story. Now, maybe it's not a story that needs to be told. Maybe it's not a story that's ready to be told. But I love that it's an anthology because of these little mini chapters. I wasn't asked to write about my entire life. I was asked to write just something like a significant moment, a significant lesson, a significant something that really was either a pivotal moment that helped establish who I am, how I led my life, how I was able to become empowered. And I learned a lot in the writing process of each chapter. And the chapters I thought I was going to write were not the chapters I, in fact, wrote because I ended up writing about other stuff that I didn't even think made a difference in my life. So it was a really good reflective time. But as I sat to write this each chapter and tell a story about something, it was really interesting to go back and find these key points that I either could quickly see that, wow, I really needed that lesson at that time, or I can see how another main character in my life, actually one of the chapters does involve my family, my mom, my dad, my sister. And as I wrote the words out in one of the chapters that, in fact, my sister was my first life coach, I never thought about it that way. So I find that the sharing of a story sometimes is even for yourself. It's something that can really help you walk through something and process it. I have to think, too, about stories. This is kind of a funny thing to share, but I'm going to anyways. My mom used to tell stories to our cats. And then she would, as she was telling them the story about what life was like, and, you know, I had this huge love affair with my cat growing up, and she would tell little stories to him about, well, Lisa's at school, and when she comes home, she's going to tell you all about her day. And then when I got home, she would tell me stories. So I just find this a beautiful way to pull it all together. And when we do talk about Andrea, and I was talking with Andrea, and she shares the journey, the struggles, the happy moments, and the trickiness of it all, and the business end, too, because there's definitely a business that somebody is taking stories and wants to do something with them beyond just keeping them for themselves. But after the fact, it just, it's so important that I love for her to share with everybody just that whole journey. 2 years is a long time, and it can go by fast, it can go by slow, but she really has some insight into how that all happened. How does one put together an anthology? I think that if anybody's listening and wants to do something like that, this is something, a beautiful project to do. In fact, Andrea inspired one of the authors to want to be a part and create her own as well. So see, there's always, even in the story of the story, there's inspiration. And so with this being said, one more thing I just really want to share about stories is, if someone is listening and they're thinking that they're not so happy with their life, they're not feeling empowered, and they just want to not escape, but they just want to go somewhere else where they can feel safe, stories are a great way to read about other people and how they've come out of things and how they turn themselves around. And when you decide to write your own story, if it's your signature story or not, you get to create that and you get to write that and how it is. It's about relaying something to someone, to share in a way. It's about relating to someone, taking in or receiving, you know, either way. And even if you look at your own journals, a lot of people will take a lot of their journals that they've collected and written over years and a lifetime, and they pull it together so that they can share in that way. Especially with others, when you think about others who have journals and you want to collect those stories and share that with them. So Andrea Lavallee is a first-time author. We're going to bring her on after the commercial break. And she's just done the most beautiful job with this. She's going to share everything from the titles to the stories and the authors and just everything. And we can let you know where to get that book and just be inspired and learn that way. So, and I keep thinking that commercial is going to come on. I think I want to get interrupted. There it is. So we'll be bringing Andrea right back on.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
And we are back with our beautiful stories show, and we have Andrea with us today. Hello, Andrea.
Hello.
Hello. I'm so glad that you could make it today, because I just shared with everybody that we did have a book launch, and I know you're very busy.
Yeah.
But I reserve sharing the complete title, the all that good stuff, but just to share with all listeners. So here's Andrea. Andrea has been on this journey for 2 years. She's put together this beautiful anthology and joined. And Andrea, I just want to even start by asking the title, first of all, the beautiful book. If you could share the title, because it's an interesting book. It's a two-part, so share all of that.
Yeah, so this book is a double anthology, meaning there's two compilers, and so it has one title, two visions. So if you wanted to go on Amazon and search the title, you are looking for Soulful Stories of Love and Empowerment.
Mm.
And yeah, and then there's two visions. So the other compiler, visionary, her name is Candace Hawkshaw, and her stories are about love, and she's a Reiki master as well, so it's really, her co-authors wrote a lot about their healing journey that has to do with love.
Hmm.
And then vision two is our part, you're in it.
Mm. Yay!
is about empowerment. So love and empowerment, soulful stories of love and empowerment. So vision two is keep calm and live your empowered life. And then we have all these beautiful stories of empowerment and just mini boosters and tips, and it's great.
Oh, I love that, mini boosters. That's a great way of saying that, a mini boost.
Yeah, mini boost, yeah.
Ah, so
empowerment booster. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So, I've already read through the Kindle version, and it's wonderful. And on Amazon.com, by the way, you can order your soft copy or your Kindle copy, but we're eagerly awaiting the Amazon.ca version, which is for Canadian co-authors and friends and family. And of course, we have friends and family in the US as well and everywhere else. And it's going to be on UK and all those other Amazons too. But we are already number one on Kindle in the love and romance section on Amazon Kindle. And so now we have to try to get, two times and three times and four times bestseller. So .com, .ca, .everything. Now you could buy it on .com or Kindle.
I love that you're sharing this part of it, because I think if there's anybody out there, stories are one thing, but if you want to, move ahead, you want to move forward and you want to publish something and you want to sell it, and there's a big reason why you want to sell it, to get it out there and the message out there and to get that just everybody knowing about it. But I'm glad you're sharing this, because see, this sounds to me, I'm like, oh my gosh, this sounds so hard. Why would anybody even sign up to do this? So I want to ask you, Andra, what was your motivation to keep going? It was a 2-year journey, and still even now, look at, there's still some heavy duty work involved. What was your motivation and inspiration to keep you going?
Well, had I known it would take me 2 whole years, I probably would have said,
Okay, we won't tell anybody. Sure.
Yeah. So it wouldn't take 2 years for everyone. But, yeah, unfortunately for me, or fortunate for me, because, I always believe things will happen in the right time.
Hmm.
It took that long. But I have the most amazing co-authors. And, I remember finding one of the co-authors came on board right at the beginning. And up until maybe a month before the book was going to be launched, another co-author. So it did take time, but it took the right people to really get my vision, to really understand what it is that I was looking for. And, it did take time. But, yeah, it was quite a journey. And, oh, my gosh, I met so many amazing people. You're not going to ever forget the people that helped you get to where you are, and we're all helping each other. This is not about me, really. This is about everyone sharing and everyone helping, and having a book or being in a book, because I'm also a co-author in other books. They really build your credibility and the messages that you want to get out. So now that it's launched, we have to work to try to get the status on the book. You want to get the book to number one, you want to make sure, and again, it took 2 years, so you want to make sure you have a good amount of content. You don't want to put out a 50-page book.
Right. Well, what's it? Now, you just shared with everybody that you've, co-authored other books before. What was the, what emotional difference was there between being, an author or co-author, a big part of the content versus all these collection and coming together of a thing? What was the emotional difference for you in that process?
Yeah, I think being a co-author, for sure, you just write your story and you submit it, and then you just wait for the book to come out. It's not as involved.
Right.
Where being the compiler, oh boy, it's a whole different level. You're getting the stories, you're reading them firsthand. You are really promoting, and I don't want to use the word selling, but you're kind of selling your idea to people to come on board and to join you and to be a part of your dream, which is, you know, to empower others when they read their stories. And of course, I met people who didn't really want to tell their stories. They they weren't ready. They had a story, but they weren't ready to tell it, or they just felt like they didn't really have a story, which I find strange. Like, really? We all have a story. We really do. So it's amazing how people just saw their lives as kind of bland and just didn't really have anything to share. And so I've met all sorts of people. So being the compiler is exciting as well. And it's definitely more involved and way more connected, and it's way more fun.
It's
a lot of work.
I mentioned just
in a good way.
I mentioned in the beginning of the show that you, in fact, had to really put on your life coach hat to do this because of those very reasons. Two things. It can be very vulnerable. That's a very vulnerable thing to put out the story. I mean, I probably censored myself on about 10 stories that I would have written originally. I went, oh my gosh, no, I can't write that one. I'm not ready for that one. And, you know, what kind of life coaching, were there any, well, I'm sure there were every story you had to life coach somebody in a way, but can you, without telling anybody, you know, the good juicy parts of the stories, is there some particular ones that you think, you know what, that's, you really did have to life coach them and say that that was okay, or any life changing thing that happened for them because of being a part of this and telling your story?
Yeah, for sure. I can think of a few where I had to get into coaching mode and for them to really, you know, tell their story. So sometimes people would say, I don't have a story, and then we'll start talking. I'm like, there's your story. And they look at me strange. And they're like, oh. I'm like, yeah, this is amazing. It talks about how you came to this country and how you started off with nothing. And from there, you know, you never gave up and you persevered and you knew this was only for a short time. And there's your story. I think a lot of people can relate to that. So really being that light bulb for them. And this person came on board and that was their story, but they didn't know they had that story. Or that was part of something that could inspire someone. And just really, yeah, this is very inspiring. You know, I wasn't saying that because I needed co-authors, definitely not. I was saying that because I knew that this is very empowering to change your life. And to,
why did you choose empowerment? Why? Because Candace shows love, but why did you choose empowerment? What was so drawing to you for that?
Oh, I don't, it's hard to say. It's just, I've always been a person that, you know, or just throughout my life, things just seem easy, even though they're not. Well, people would say, you know, I take things quite, you know, not so personal. And so I feel that even though and you'll read in my story, it hasn't been easy, I took from it that, you know, this was a learning experience and this was a growth experience. And I can use this to empower myself. I get my story was really about my main story because I wrote a few things in the book, but my main story was really about getting my voice back. And I don't mean I literally lost my voice. I meant I really couldn't speak up for myself. I didn't know how to advocate for myself. I didn't know because growing up, I wasn't allowed to speak up for myself. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. And so when I finally learned that I had a voice and that I could, you know, speak my mind and, you know, not in an aggressive way, but for sure, you know, I found that to be very empowering and my voice started to be stronger. And then I had my own radio show and I became a coach and, you know, and I'm like, this is all so empowering, but it was all because of my past. And I used it to change my life. And so I thought, I'm sure there's others, obviously, like me, who have had something happen in their past, just like your story, Lisa, and how it's evolved you.
Right. I was going to say, because of writing, did stuff come up for you that was when you actually sat down to write your story? Because you've been reading everybody else's and you're getting all this one. When you sat to write down your story or your chapters there, were you surprised at even some of the stuff that came up that you thought, oh, my goodness, I hadn't killed that yet, or I was surprised, or I forgot, or something like that that came up for you?
Yeah, of course. It's all very healing, you know. But, yeah, it's kind of scary to put this information out there about myself on how I'm sure a lot of people would be surprised. Obviously, we're all surprised that life wasn't all roses for everyone. When you read something sad or you read something, you know, not so nice, and you read things that are just kind of, you know, a little bit depressing. And then you look at the person like, wow, I had no idea. So it was all very healing, and I didn't really do it for me. I did it for others who may have had the same experience, but didn't really focus on the negative as much as I did on this is what's happened to me now. This is what can happen to you too. You can stand up for yourself. You can speak up. You can use your weakness and turn it into a strength. You can... I really did it on that purpose. I'm sure maybe 20 years ago I wouldn't feel this way about my story.
Right, it takes time.
Yeah,
and as
time.
You said,
yeah.
And just like you said, even 2 years, like if you had known, you might not have, but you do, and you always have faith and trust that things do happen when we are ready for them and when as they're supposed to.
Yeah.
Now, with the, we're going to end up going to commercial, but not for a minute, but when, before that, you're saying about that healing aspect. Would you, moving forward without doing another one, just on your own, will you keep up writing perhaps a story about your life here and there, just to, not journaling, but maybe writing out, I know I have, that's why. Oh, we're gonna follow up on that one.
Okay, we'll come back to it.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations, to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg roll showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
I love those commercials.
I know. So perfect for you.
You're my fellow cat lady friend, so I know that you love those.
I do.
Aw. Well, so just before we left, I really do would find this interesting, and I know you said yes, so I'll have you elaborate. My question was, you know, when we're asked to write, or we know we're going to write and we're doing it for a project and we write those chapters, but then what happens, you know, when we don't have to write anything, but I know I decided I've actually have written a few additional ones, and I was asking, have you continued to write a few stories just for yourself, chapters of your life to help you get through stuff?
Well, I do journal, and I think that's the extent of it. So altogether with social stories of love and empowerment, I've been in 3 other books plus another ebook that I've written on fertility. So apparently there's an authoring me waiting to come out, or it's coming out. Or so right now I don't have, we're working on promoting this one, and we'll see where it takes me, and hopefully it'll do wonderful things for my co-authors. Because I really want it to be successful for them and as well, and we'll see what happens in a year or two. But right now I don't have any, besides journal writing, I don't have anything coming up right now.
It's all in the time.
I might publish my journals.
Yes, you know what? They actually make movies about people finding, journals or love letters from people, back in the day, and they turn that into it. So you never know what happened. I was going to ask you, you had to gather, you decided to gather quite a few co-authors for this book, and you did a lot of interviews, and as we said, you got to listen to their stories. Was there any of them that you, was there any of them that you declined?
That's a great question. I was attracting people that I thought, wow, I really want you to read my book, and they declined. But I can't really think of anyone that I thought, your story's not right for my book. But there's this. I really don't have a great memory for anything that's not relevant. But some reason, I think I remember someone who I had thought, I'm not sure if this is the type of story I'm looking for. Is there this? Is there a part of it that you could talk about this, or what happened with that? And they really couldn't really think of anything. But really, we try to pull out a story of empowerment out of them. I guess the people that didn't think they had one just weren't for the book. So not about really, yeah.
Actually, I think that was the most perfect answer. See, I'm going to pull out of that something. I think you said it because it wasn't the story there, but in the alignment of the theme. So in keeping alignment with the theme of empowerment, and maybe that's even an actually helpful thing for people to say when we're talking about stories. My dad might say, oh, so how was your day? So that the theme is my day. So I'm not going to tell him 3 weeks ago, because that would be not in alignment of it. So are you going to do, can you see yourself, author, I get that you are meant to be an author, I can totally feel that, and you are, and you'll continue that, but can you see yourself doing another anthology?
Another anthology? It's hard to say, but right now I would say no.
Okay.
It was exhausting. I met great people, positive things that came out of it. But, if I'm going to take on a project that's going to take that much of my time, it probably would be related to something else. You know what I mean?
It's like a full-time job.
Put in my energy into maybe something else, something new, something, I tend to be a shiny object chaser. So, so it may not be a book. It may be something else that takes just as much energy. So, but maybe another book, but not an anthology, yeah.
I think that's actually another thing to highlight there is that this takes time, this takes energy, takes commitment, and thank you as an author in this book, the co-author, and thank you so much for putting that energy and time into it, because we all do appreciate it, and I'm so excited to read all these stories. Not me, I want to share with the listeners. I was not able to yet read everybody's story yet, so this is going to be like a brand new book for me to read.
Yeah. Oh, wait till you read some of those stories. Oh my goodness.
I know. I'm gonna go.
So I haven't read the Vision One submissions because it's Miss Candace Hawkshaw, the other compiler. So I'm looking forward to read her stories.
That's right.
And her co-authors. So it'll be a new book for me as well, which is exciting. And then I guess vice versa. But obviously I've read everyone and on my you know, vision two, my vision, keep calm and live empowered life. Mm-hmm. And yeah, so it'll be exciting for me to say, yeah, I know I read all these, I don't need to read again. No, I'm going to need to read what else is in the book.
Oh, brilliant. How many are there? There's a lot. There's almost 30 of them. There's quite a few.
Yeah. There are so 30 people, but most of us wrote more than one story.
Oh, that's true.
No,
yeah.
There's a lot of stories. It's not just 30 stories. There's a lot of stories.
You know, I love little mini stories. I remember the first time I even purchased my own anthology. I didn't even know it was called an anthology book, but I was listening to Lisa Gar, actually. It was either Lisa Gar or Jennifer McLean, but I'm pretty sure it's Lisa Gar. And, you know, one of the things you can buy at the end of the show, you know, they always do some crazy, like, you know how people when they make an offer. Anyways, it was this offer I could not refuse. Not author, an offer I could not refuse. And when I received all these books, it's so nice to have a real book in your hand. Like, you know, just hold it and carry it around with you like a friend. And when I got it, I thought, oh, there's all these stories. It's like everybody wrote a story. And I found it to be really good because I didn't have to get right into a whole book. Mm-hmm. And, you know, commit all that time because I got to find out, be inspired. Like you said, what'd you call them, mini boosters?
Oh, yeah, the mini boosters are you're asking what a mini booster is?
Well, yeah, because that's what I'm thinking of right now. I know those things. When I was reading that, I felt good quickly. But, yeah, what's a mini booster in the book? What can people expect?
Yeah, okay. Oh, there's so many different types of mini boosters. There's one on money. There's mini boosters where it's just mini stories. There's mini boosters around I'm just trying to think of all the mini boosters. Most of them are stories. Some are tips. I know I've written some mini boosters on happiness, law of attraction, Reiki. Yeah, so it's about 450 words, the mini boosters, and they're minis, right?
They're minis.
They're little boosters, and they boost you. So it's great because, you know, these days most people need to switch direction so quickly. So it's a quick read for when you have a short trip or just want something fast. And then the full chapters are up to 2,000 words. So yeah.
You know,
it's fun.
I was going to say, I just recently learned because I'm taking a fun little course and learning about blogs and websites and things like that. And the new statistic out is that we have 3 seconds now that we're expecting when we're visually looking at something, that we only have 3 seconds before somebody will flip over to something else.
Wow.
So I love that you're saying, you know, I can imagine 450 words, but that really is, it's not 3 seconds, mind you, but meaning this is, you can just quickly get into something and have it in mind. When you decided to do this on story, because these are all real live stories that people have gone through, they're sharing their life story.
Yeah.
The inspiration that, when you were coaching them, like just talking to them and asking them and trying to pull that out, what was the empowerment? Yes. But how long would you say that people, say I'm looking for a list, I just want to be inspired, and I'm going to read a story. How long should the author or the reader be not stuck, and I don't mean stuck, what percentage of the pie should we be in that, oh my goodness, wow, they had a hard life versus this is how they came out of it? Like, did you advise people to kind of give a lot more detail on the painful side or the outcome, or how did you help them to pull the story together?
Yeah, you know what? I never have to tell anyone to give more details on the painful side. Sometimes it's too painful. And it was like, you know what, we need to cut back on the struggles and really, have more of a turnaround because sometimes some people are still dealing with their stuff. And, a lot of times it was, okay, now we really need to focus more on what happened, what turned it around for you, what's the flip side, what's the message, what's the empowerment piece. Not for everyone, but for a few people, they have to do some rewrites on their chapters because it was just a little bit too much on the pain. A few people. Most people, they really got a full grasp of what they needed to do and write about. Because I explained, you know, we really want to see how you overcame, how you picked yourself back up, And you're going to write a little bit about the pain, but you're going to really talk about what you did with it. You know, some people, I went to therapy and it really helped. And now I can do A, B, and C. And it really helped me to see things differently, things like that. So,
I think learning, that might be the really neat thing about, even when I'm imagining reading these stories, is that there are so many different ways that people, we all have come out of our challenges. And I think that's why reading other people's stories, we're all looking for that one that we can relate to say, oh, I haven't done that. That sounds like, that I have that same problem. And maybe that, turnaround. But it almost feels like that even might have been a really cool outcome from you doing this, is to offer many people
I found the people that were really real. Like they weren't really like being shy. Have the greatest stories. The ones that had a lot of pain and were really wow. Like they went through a lot of, hardship. Those were the stories that were so beautiful and touching and amazing and inspiring and all of those wonderful things, because it was so real. When we talk about what is real, it's like, this was so real for them.
Yeah.
And, but the ones that were kind of shy about their experiences, as far as putting it in words, were great stories. But just, with the deeper you go, just the more you feel. And the more
that vulnerability.
Connect, the more you connect, even though you may not have had the same experiences, there is a connection there, a deeper respect for the person.
Yeah. Now, I know we don't get you for the whole show, so we're literally going to go into that commercial. But, Andrea, I just was so looking forward to interviewing you about the book. So I'm going to talk more about it when we come back.
Thank you for that, for this time. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you for sharing it with me. And you know what? I'm going to let everybody know how to get everything. But thank you again, Andrea. We'll talk to you so soon.
Okay. Thanks, Lisa.
Okay, bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World, with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
I have said goodbye to Andrea LaValle, and I'm so happy that she could just join us there. And as she shared, she had just, co-led the double anthology. That's two visions of this angelic and the soulful stories of love and empowerment, the healing journey of love, and stay calm and live your empowered life. Those titles are so long, but you know what? They're so important. Each word is so valuable. But if you do want to look that up, just look up Soulful Stories of Love and Empowerment. And as Andrea was saying, stories are for sharing. And whether it's sharing with yourself, and it brings people together. Everybody can come together. Just before she left, we were just touching on the emotions that the writer themselves will go through as they share their story. It reminded me actually of my mom, who lived a very, just a life full of suffering and pain and illness. And her way, and as I just even said earlier, her way was to tell stories of how, you know, very animated, for whether it be the cat or for us girls or my dad. But the sharing of the stories and the pain healing, my mom would, in my world, I didn't understand this, of course, but I wasn't in pain the way she was. She would always look for movies, which, of course, you have to have, you know, I'm trying to think of the playwright, the whole thing that they write the whole story about. That's a book. That's a playwright. That's, they're getting ready to formulate what emotion they want to evoke and share, and then that turnaround outcome. And my mom would choose the most, to me at the time, most painful, awfulest movies that I would, you know, it would just really disturb me. And I asked her, I said, why, if you're already in so much pain, why on earth would you watch this? And she simply said to me, it allowed her to relate to to someone else's pain because they're in pain, but it allowed her to have some kind of empathy, sympathy, this feeling that she could reach out and say, not that somebody else had a worse life than her, that'd be a horrible thing, but meaning that she could realize that she could be so much worse and she's not. So there's a way that we are always looking, I think, for whether it's the movies we choose, the books we choose, we're looking for a story that we can relate to. And we all have our different reasons why we want to relate to it. But that one really, when Andrea was talking about that emotion that sometimes we might hang on too long to a story that we're telling or sharing or reading of one emotion towards the other. And the word empowerment and how that, why I said yes. Why did I say yes to Andrea when she said, you know, we're looking for these stories of empowerment? And I remember my interview with Andrea. I remember thinking, oh, I don't know. Like, how do you narrow it down to a story or two? And just as she said, it was almost as if she was interviewing me and I'm just chatting away because we all know I can do that. And things would come out. And I know, and I won't spill the beans on this because you want to read the chapter. But I kind of came out and said, I'm a barefoot single cat mom. And that was pretty funny when I first said that, but it's so true. And I had to find my own power, my personal power, to live the life I wanted to live without judging myself constantly or wouldn't allow other people's judgments on me. But it was about my own judgment and my own, how do I lead the life that I want to live? And I think that writing a story out about yourself, actually, this is the best part to say this. Years ago, when my business coach said, well, what's your signature story? And I thought, okay, never heard of that one. What's that? Hey, that was neat. But a signature story, it was one of the best things I've ever written. Like to help me establish not my identity. I knew how to share maybe my identity and how to you get across and evoke some emotions. But if you think about your signature, you know, at the bottom of something, you sign your name. That's your signature. Well, a signature story, now you can have a bazillion of them, but a signature story is just a highlighted moment, a highlighted evolution, a highlighted time of some your life that really allows you to be who you are right from inside, from your heart, from all those places that are very true to you. And right now, I'd love to offer that to somebody, anybody out there who's like, you know, I think I'd feel more grounded if I had a signature story. Or I wish that, you know, when people ask me, who am I, or who are you all about, or why do you do what you do, you want to be a little bit more prepared. And I think that's a big thing why I know I sit down and write, because sometimes there's just so much emotion, so many thoughts, so many experiences I'm trying to process, what I'm trying to put through my brain and melt it with my heart so it's all together, that a signature story, actually, if I think about what a commercial is on TV or the radio, commercial actually is a signature story, but that message, that what is the essence of that message? So in writing and reading and all these things, there's so many. Andrea was talking about how on Kindle we can read something on Kindle. And we do read our phones a lot and our iPads and all these digital things. We're watching TV. I love, love, love reading first thing in the morning and just before bed, an actual book in my hand, lots of words looking, you know, staring at me and figuring them out. And I have to say that there's something really interesting happened
a few, probably a week ago now, I hadn't read for quite some time, like a book. I hadn't read a book. I was, you know, if I'm texting on the phone, it has that predictive text. It just pops up a word and I'm not truly spelling it out, or I'm casually reading. I already know what somebody's going to say. It's very short little messages, so I'm skipping over things. But I went to read for the first time in over a week. I couldn't believe how I actually had to work at it. I had to calm down. I really did, which is, that's a biggie. But I really had to slow down. I had to read each word, decipher what it meant, put it together, and then make the sentence actually have meaning to me. And I realized that reading is also meditative for me. And I think that it allowed me to slow down a little bit and say, you know what? These stories, or whatever I was reading, maybe it was information that what I was reading, these stories really mean a lot to me, and I want to just slow down. I want to meditate with this. I want to take this in and really feel the emotion that somebody is trying to evoke, trying to share, and trying to put it out there. Now, I'll answer some of the questions that I just asked Andrea, but I'm going to ask them basically to myself and share them with all of you. And that was about taking stories, and then what do you do with them? What do you do? I mean, we all have our lives. They're our personal experience. We choose all, you know, who's in our lives and what we get to say yes and no to, because that really defines our own stories. But I'd like to answer some of the questions in turn to say, in my world, I feel like I'm putting together my anthology of all the different, I'm not all these multiple personalities, but all these times in my life who before each evolution, I hit to the next level, And I think after doing this and writing this, because this is like we shared it, it's been 2 years, but after pulling this together and interviewing my own self and finding out, oops, not ready to release that story yet. Moving forward, thinking, no, this one's really good. I think this one will actually inspire people or teach them, or I can share, or and saying it's okay to be a little bit vulnerable. But I can honestly say that I would love to be, continue to write stories about my life that happens, and whether they go anywhere or not. But I think that's the most important thing, is that I have chosen, and I would like to choose to continue to put those in details and to share with people if you choose to sit down and just write, whether it's in point form at first or notes. And as you, I remember when I was writing the chapters, I in fact sat and thought about things or remembered things or had realizations of things at least 10 times the amount of time as it took me to write it. So if the writing, it took me way longer, but if the writing took me an hour, I definitely thought about it for 10 hours. It was something that was being filtered and processed. It's a way to really learn and get to know yourself and go past it. And even I was writing about stories that had happened 30 years ago, and I hadn't thought about those things then, but even if I was considering back then, it would have been the experience I had as a child, and now as a woman and going through things, wow, I felt differently about them, or I realized more about it, or they had a bigger impact in my life, or something that I never knew, or you kind of get to know yourself. And I think that's where we started this whole show about stories, if they're teaching people, if they're inspiring people, or if you're just trying to relate. Maybe your story is actually you, just going to be you relating to your own self. I'm thinking about that as I say that. And I'm thinking about I can hear my dad's voice ringing in my ear right now, about to know thyself, know thyself, know thyself. And Andrea was sharing how sometimes things were really painful, and even they were just trying to process it. They're still going through those things. And knowing yourself doesn't always mean it's not painful or it's not joyful. I mean, I would think, oh, gosh, I had a happy life, super duper. But then you go through, oh, I remember that thing. That wasn't so great. But then you take what you've learned right now and not reverse it, but you really add a lot of love to it and find out that the joyful parts, the painful parts, they really are your story. And I'm so proud to be a part of this book. Again, I want to repeat that it is soulful. I love that word. Soulful stories of love and empowerment. And the two parts are the healing journey, love. And the other part, which is Andrea, stay calm and live your empowered life. And I actually have to laugh because every time I even say stay calm, I feel like I'm getting calmer. But I'm looking forward to reading all these stories. I know that I will definitely take my time, and I'm going to continue my bedtime routine of reading and really absorbing and meditating and calming down and letting those words go through. I would so appreciate if everybody does want to pick up a copy. Having something in your hand, hard copy is, I know you can write. I love writing all over things. I think I've, you know, scribbled on every book in the world, and I love picking up those powerful statements that really just change where you are, like little mini boosters, as Andrea said. So thank you, everybody, so much for joining me, hearing about how stories can maybe be the tool for you, and sharing with Andrea earlier. And I would love for everybody just to continue sharing with us. And we would love to hear all of your stories. If you ever want to share, just connect with us. But Soulful Stories of Love and Empowerment. And a big, huge thank you to everybody who joined us on this call tomorrow. We shall hear from you and talk to you and see you next week. Bye, everyone.